Be a founder who brings an abundance of time plus energy, your own or your network, or be a founder who brings an abundance of money plus experience, also your own or your network. My last year doing computer science, I launched a dev shop. And while I had never run a business that employed people and was a broke college student, for the next 5 years, I more or less just brute force success by working 60 to 70 hours a week, making mistakes and covering them up by just working more. I was like a Roomba cleaning a room instead of a handheld vacuum cleaner doing it sanely. And while the Roomba approach is not a sustainable strategy long term, it stopped working for me when I had my first son, which made the next 3 years very different. It's a great strategy for the younger, less experienced entrepreneurs and a great way to start because guys like me can't compete with young folks on time plus energy, at least not most of the time. I'm not going to work 60, 70 hours a week. I'm going to put my kids to bed and be there when they wake up, and I'm going to be there for lunchtime, and I'm going to have more kids, more chickens, and probably some goats and sheep. I have all sorts of priorities, and many people at my stage of life do. So, if you're young and less experienced, smoke the guys like me by being all in a way I can't slash won't be. On the other hand, here's the strategy where guys like me have the edge. Strategies that require money plus experience, because I've seen some things, man. I can be efficient, and I've seen things play out numerous times in the past and have all sorts of shortcuts on the ready. I've had enough time career-wise to save some money and build a network who I can tap for investment and wisdom. I have cheat code upon cheat code that I can leverage, and many experienced founders slash operators at my stage of life do. When I invest in founders like that, I look for the founders who know something others don't because they have experience most others don't have. And founders who've invested their own money or convinced their networks to invest, which serves as a reference check. When I invest in founders on the time and energy front, I look for founders who are incredibly fast and driven and put in the time. The founders who go pedal to the metal and build the app themselves and sell the app themselves or convince their friends to. Another reference check. The founders who are moving so fast it's hard for me to keep up, making up for their lack of experience and capital with pure hustle. Those founders are dope too. Lastly, if a founder has both the time plus energy and money plus experience combination, then that is absolutely killer. And I want to talk to them. That's my take. I'm on a mission to help 1,000 founders build 1,000 startups in less than 30 minutes a day. Let me know what you think about this and ask me a question about anything related to startups. Link in the post. Later.